True story. Get ready to listen to our new graphic story.
Elizabeth II has been Queen of the United Kingdom for almost 68 years, but she was not destined to become Queen. Discover her story.
Elizabeth II.
It's 1935. Princess Elizabeth and her sister Margaret live in London. Their grandfather is King of the United Kingdom.
Your things are always tidy, Lilibet.
Yes, Margaret. I'm very tidy.
Lilibet! Margaret! Nurse is waiting for you. It's time for your lessons.
We're coming, Mother.
I would prefer Elizabeth to go to a private school, but the King does not agree.
Good morning, Crawfy.
Girls, we are going to revise the names of your ancestors, Britain's kings and queens.
Let's start with William the Conqueror, who was crowned king in 1066.
After dinner, we can play a game. But first, I have some good news. Your grandfather is going to celebrate his 25th anniversary as king. And of course, you are both invited to the grand event.
How exciting! I'm delighted.
London, the 6th of May, 1935.
Long live George V! Long live the princesses!
This is our first official outing with Grandfather. His carriage is in front. All these people just to see us.
George V dies in 1936. Since the death of your grandfather, my brother Edward has been king, but Edward has abdicated. That means I am the new king.
What? Daddy is king?
Yes, and you will be queen one day, Lilibet.
Queen Lilibet! I'll have to curtsy to you.
And we will soon be going to live in Buckingham Palace.
The sisters at Buckingham Palace.
The palace is not much fun, but I like the palace grounds.
Yes, we'll be able to ride our horses every day.
On the 12th of May 1937, Elizabeth and Margaret's father is crowned King of the United Kingdom.
Long live the King!
George VI!
I'm so happy. Everyone seems to like us.
In June 1939, Elizabeth visits the Royal Naval College.
These young men will be the Navy officers of our country one day.
One of your cousins, Prince Philip of Greece, will give the princesses a guided tour.
I hope you both enjoyed visiting the Royal Naval College.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you, Prince Philip. You're very kind, Prince Philip.
In September 1939, Britain and France declare war on Germany.
This war should not last very long.
But the war continues. At Windsor Castle, near London.
The Germans are bombing London! We must go to the bomb shelter!
The 13th of October, 1940.
In wishing you all good evening, I feel that I am speaking to friends and companions.
Elizabeth is giving hope to all the children listening to this radio broadcast.
Christmas 1943.
The princesses bring us joy and hope in these difficult times. I love Princess Elizabeth more and more each day.
In 1945, Elizabeth joins the army. She is a mechanic.
Now I feel I'm playing an active part in the war.
It's important to know how to repair army vehicles. I spent my whole day repairing an engine. Elizabeth amazes me. She is so discreet, and yet she seems to like her army work.
London, the 8th of May, 1945.
Long live the Royal Family! The Prime Minister, Winston Churchill!
War in Europe is over at last.
That evening, the princesses go out into the streets of London.
What a pleasure it is to celebrate the end of the war in the streets. I'll never forget this evening. No one will recognize us in these clothes.
2 years later, Elizabeth marries Prince Philip.
Now, you are the Duke of Edinburgh. This wedding is a happy event after that dreadful war.
In 1948, their first child is born in Buckingham Palace.
Congratulations, you have a son. 9 doctors were present at the birth, and the Queen is resting, but everything went well.
Elizabeth and Philip have 4 children between 1948 and 1964. Charles, Anne, Andrew, and Edward. In Kenya, in 1952.
My father was supposed to make this official visit.
Yes, it's hard to enjoy our visit when you are worried about your father's health.
One morning.
I have bad news. Your father has died.
London Airport, the 7th of February, 1952.
Thank you for meeting me, Prime Minister. This is a very sad day.
A few weeks later. Princess Elizabeth is still in mourning, but we must prepare the dress for her coronation.
All over the world, people want to watch the coronation on television.
We'd like to buy a television set to watch the coronation.
The 2nd of June, 1953.
Oh, she smiled at me!
Millions of people watch the coronation. It is the first time a major event is broadcast internationally. Today, Queen Elizabeth is 94 years old. She has been queen for 68 years. She holds the record for the longest reigning monarch in the history of Britain. The end.